Oh, shit. This is a younger crowd, too. This is, you guys are young as shit. I don't even know how you could be fucking 900. I don't know. I think it's beautiful, though. I don't, if you think back on life, like I'm 43, I used to fear getting old. I used to hate it. Especially being in this business, I was like, oh, shit. I used to have hair, it was beautiful, and, you know, I used to look at older dudes and be like, fuck, but now I look at you and you're almost dead. How awesome is that? You know what I mean? Like, your hopes and dreams are fucking dead. It's not happening. You wore that tonight. You fucking, you wore what she put on the bed, you put on your body. You didn't look in a mirror, you didn't ask for advice, you went, fuck it, tuck it, let's go, let's go. That's a great stage of life. It took him fucking 9 hours to look like he's homeless. You know what I mean? Just, what a suck life. The older you get, the more important. Like, you know, it took you, you chain in, chain out, chain in. I know you did that. I know you did that. The older you get, because young people, you care what you look like, the clothes you wear, the music you listen to, what your dumb friends think of you. You don't give a fuck. I don't give a... Her dreams are dead, too. That's beautiful. You killed her dreams. That's love. That's love. These girls still have hope. Look at their hope. They're like, maybe someday. It's not. But you don't fucking know that yet. I used to have hair, too, motherfucker. I used to flip it. I used to flip it. Put a scrunchie in top, make a cigar. Just to fraggle fuck chicks for shits and giggles. Make her hair into a handle, look for a mirror, shot through the heart! Not anymore, man. It's a wrap. I'm over. I get cramps when I fuck now. Oh, that's the, you ever get a cramp when you're fucking? That's when you finish sexually. Try to do some new shit. Like, you know, I was trying to do some tippy toe shit. I was going to call it the old Elvis. Because I could lean on the bookshelf. Halfway through my calf, I'm like, fiff, fiff. You try to mentally will it away, but it never works. Then all you can say is where the cramp is. Calf, 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 calf. Freaking calf, 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 calf. My wife thought I was getting dirtier. She's like, yeah, I'm a calf. Is that what you want? Moo. I'm eating hay. Hurry up, you weird bastard. Penny Dreadful is on in 8 minutes. You better hurry up. Don't jizz inside me either. The older you get, the better life becomes, because you can finally be the piece of shit you've always wanted to be. Your world becomes that small. It's usually you and the girl that accepts you for the hunk of shit that you are. That's what real love is. That's what, this one I knew getting older was awesome, when I could finally be the true piece of shit that I am. I was with my wife at a flea market on a Sunday, and I was really angry because I was with my wife at a flea market on a Sunday. And she came over near me. She bent over to tie her shoe. I just pushed her over. You understand? I didn't think about it. I didn't reason it. She might get hurt. There's a bad idea. My brain went, push her. Fuck it, go. I just did it. One continuous fucked up thought. It was the funnest thing I've done in 39 years. You understand? I laughed for 20 minutes straight. Hysterically laughing for 6 of that 20. Because she fell into a dirty puddle. And her elbow, I was like, what? She was so mad. You're a fucking asshole. Just, come on, get you. Wipe your elbow off. Let's go. Come on. Let's go. Hey, I'm going to throw up. Wipe that off. I don't like it. I don't like dirty elbows. That's some weird shit. Be you. Be you. Yeah, be you. I'm serious. She's smoking hot, but you still give a shit what she thinks. Stop it. You're a piece of shit, too. You be you. Push her in a bush tonight. Who gives a shit? But do it. She'll be mad for 2 days. You'll laugh for 9 years remembering her sexy shoe foot sticking out of a bush. And she's wearing a dress. That would be a bush in a bush. The best story ever told. You could go country to country. Tell the bush in the bush story.